Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a nice day. It really is a nice day. A little bit cool, but, you know, it's the last week of winter. Keep saying that to yourself. It's the last week of winter, because next Sunday is the first day of spring. And tonight, we have an extra hour of daylight. So that is really, really a good thing. You know, spring is almost here, folks. Before long, we'll be out in the yard raking the grass and getting things done. And we'll be talking about that during the weeks to come. But right now, we're going to talk with Cianne. Cianne is the bird lady from Wild Delight. And I had asked her to join us today because with the arrival of spring, I wanted to know if we should change the way we feed the birds. Cianne, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's everything with Cianne this morning?
Oh, just getting used to this daylight saving, so the first day is always tough.
It sure is.
But like now, you said, one more week till spring, and I am so ready for it.
Oh, I can't wait. I've had it with winter. It's time for change.
And I'm sure everyone out there who's listening is going to agree with that.
For sure. Now, tell us, Cianne, when spring arrives, do we change the way we feed the birds?
Oh, the springtime is such an exciting time of the year. All the migratory birds are coming back, and fortunately, many of those birds do eat the seeds that we're providing right now. So you really don't have to make changes, but you can add to. I mean, they're coming up here, they're looking, they're getting ready to nest and produce babies, so one of their nutrition requirements they're going to need is extra calcium in their food. And what you can do is, they do sell some, crushed eggshells in, like, feed stores and pet shops. But what you could do if you're an egg eater is save your own eggshells. You can put them out on a cookie sheet, put them in the oven at about 375, and let them bake for about 20 minutes to half an hour. This helps dry them, sterilize them, and then, check on them, make sure that they don't burn, so keep an eye on them. Then you take them out, let them cool, and you can crush them up, or you can put them in a, Ziploc bag, run a rolling pin over them, and really crush them up good, and mix them in your food. Now, or you can just simply buy a food that's fortified with calcium. That is one of the reasons why Wild Delight adds it to the food, to help with egg production.
So that'll help the new eggs have a harder shell.
Correct.
For better survival rate.
Absolutely. So that's one thing you can do. You can also put out extra fruit, because many of the birds coming back really like fruit. You have your grosbeaks, your catbirds, your orioles. They're real fruit eaters, so you can put out fruit. Now, Wild Delight makes a mix called Fruit and Berry, and that has apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries in it. Now, I've had people tell me that they put it out on a platform feeder and had success in bringing in bluebirds. Very exciting.
You sent me a bag of that last year, and I did exactly that. Basically, all I did is on my deck is where I put brackets to hang my tube feeders.
Right.
So what I did is I took a piece of plywood, about 18 inches by 18 inches. I put one nail to hold it on the railing.
Okay.
And I took some of that berry mix that you sent me, and I spread
berry, yeah.
I spread a little bit on top of that piece of plywood. The birds went absolutely crazy, Cianne.
Oh, sure. They love fruit. So you should actually put it out there. Now, we're going to have some birds like the oriole that I actually put out a jelly feeder for. Now, the jelly feeder I have has a dish to put in grape jelly, and it's got two pegs to put orange halves on. And, oh, he just loses his mind on that. And not only does the oriole love it, but the catbird loves it. I had a cardinal on there, so there's many other birds that just love all types of fruit and jellies.
Now, the other feeder that I saw several years ago, and I bought one 2 years ago, it's for the Baltimore Orioles, and I didn't know if I would have Baltimore Orioles in Maine. And
I'm sure you
what
will.
It is, yeah, it was a cylindrical type device, and you take a regular orange, cut it in half, and there's like a nail, and you push the orange on the nail, and it has two perches. And the Oreos landed on the perch, and they ate that orange down to nothing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know who else loves the oranges? My red-bellied woodpecker. I watched him one day, and he just devoured that orange hat. And when he was done, he pulled it off the peg and flipped it on the ground, like saying, I'm done, get me another one. Oh, they are just too funny.
Yeah, this is a fun time of the year. As CN says, all the migratory birds are beginning, and before long, you're going to start to see the robin. And when the robin gets here, you know there is no turning back. So continue to feed the birds, and if you can pick up this berry blend, what's the name of the Wild Delight berry bird food again, CN?
It is simply called Fruit and Berry. And like I said, if you're looking for a berry formula, read the ingredient panel, because there's many companies out there that just spray a fruit scent on there, which does absolutely nothing to attract the birds. So if it says that it's a fruit formula, make sure it actually does have fruit in it. So Fruit
exactly.
and Berry has apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries. Five different fruits in there.
Now, the one thing I want you to explain to our listeners is why you do something that nobody else does. Nobody that makes bird food adds to their bird food minerals, vitamins, electrolytes, and things like that. Tell us why you do this.
Well, you know, it's the same reason why people take vitamins. To help boost themselves, to help during stressful times and, you know, migrating and breeding time, that's very stressful on the body. So they need those extra nutrients. You know, we put in vitamin A, D, E, vitamin C, iron, copper, zinc, a whole full line of different vitamins and minerals that benefits the birds, everything from growth to reproduction to proper feathering, to help them with the stressful times that they're going through. You know, they, just like we need vitamins and minerals, so do they.
Now, at this time of the year, what type of feed, we talked about using this fruit and berry, should we still continue to use sunflower?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That is the number one preferred food by the widest variety of birds. It has that nice high fat content that these birds are going to need. So you can't go wrong with a mix that has a good sunflower base in there. But like us, they need variety. So don't just stick with just sunflower. Put out some fruit. Put out some nuts. And suet. Don't take your suet down. I feed suet year-round. My rosy-breasted grosbeaks love suet. My oriole loves the suet. So leave it out.
Now, Wild Delight makes different types of suet, don't they?
Actually, we do. We use a good U.S.-grade rendered beef fat, and we just mix it with our bagged formulas. So what you see in the bag, you're going to get in the mixed in the suet. And it's also nutritionally fortified. You can't go wrong. And since it's a good U.S.-grade rendered beef fat, in the heat of the summer, a lot of people are afraid that the fat will melt from the heat and drip all over the ground. Ours doesn't. It'll get soft, but it's not going to drip and fall out of the feeder.
Wonderful. Now, this time of the year, how about woodpeckers? Are they? Is that the type of bird that moves with the seasons?
No. I have all year round. I've got my hairy, my downy, and my red belly all year round. Oh yeah, they are our friends. They stick around.
They're wonderful. CN, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And folks, remember, if you're looking for the best quality bird food with no waste, it's called Wild Delight. And check out the website, wilddelight.com. And remember, CN is a bird lady. She loves the birds, and she'll do it for you.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14,1290. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,4932, $7,2466 for a half ounce, or $3,6233 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,4932, $7,2466, and $3,6233.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be Donna in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and she's got some questions about pruning.
Okay, Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I live in Plymouth, Mass., and I'm wondering when is the best time to prune evergreens and flowering shrubs and when to fertilize.
Okay. Any non-flowering plant, you can start to prune right now. So if you had a privet hedge that's not going to flower, then you could prune the privet hedge right now. Junipers, yews, arborvitae, hemlock, pine trees, anything that doesn't blossom, you can start to prune them right now. Middle of March traditionally is the time. You can also begin to prune your roses at this time of the year. But what I would suggest you do is, if you're going to prune roses, you buy a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And when you're done pruning, spray where you made the cut. And that will seal it to prevent it from drying out if we get into a lot of wind. But this is the time to get out in the yard. Fruit trees. Now is the time to prune your fruit trees, to get any broken branches, any crisscrossing, rubbing branches, to prune it, to bring the size of the tree down if it's getting to be too tall for you. So fruit trees can be pruned now. Now, plants that bloom, the way that you do that is, if you prune them now, you're going to lose all of the flower buds. So, and you've waited this long, if you prune forsythia, let's say now, and you throw the branches away, you'll lose all the flowering. So what I do is, when your blooming plants finish flowering, that's the time for you to prune them. So when your forsythia is beginning to shatter and the flowers are falling, bring out the pruners and give them a good haircut. Try and prune a forsythia, for example, so that it remains a weeping type plant. What I don't want you to do with a plant is to spoil the shape. And a lot of people have taken forsythia, which is a weeping, arching branches, and they've pruned it back so hard it looks like a ball. and you've lost all of the quality, all of the beautiful appearance of that plant with the arching branches, and you've created a stiff ball, and that doesn't look as good. So prune with hand pruners branches at different lengths to keep that weeping appearance and to control the size. Rhododendrons, for example, you're going to prune the rhododendron in June when it's finished blooming. A lilac, when you see that there are flower buds on the plant, any of the non-blooming branches, you can cut at that point. When it gets done blooming, then you can cut the other branches. So anything that's not, that doesn't have a flower on the plant, take the plant and cut it back. Okay, so azaleas. When the azaleas get them blooming in April and May, that's when you prune them. Rhododendron will be in June. Mountain laurel blooms in June, so you're going to prune it when the flowering cycle is over, and that will probably be during July. So anything that doesn't bloom now, everything that blooms when the blooming cycle is over. Thank you. We appreciate that phone call. Very good question. George, who's up next?
Barbara in Massachusetts has a question about amaryllis.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have two quick questions. The first one's about a lilac bush. My daughter was given one of those little box twigs a couple of years ago, and it said it could be planted in a pot. She didn't have a yard of her own. So she put it in a pot, and it was a twig, and it had a few little leaves the first year. Last year it grew like 2 feet, and it had more leaves. Then she gave it to me. Now that it's coming on the third season, I don't know whether to just transplant it into another pot, put it in the ground, but I want it to flower as quick as it can. Okay?
Okay, hold on a second.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Barbara, and she has a lilac plant that she was telling us about that she started from a little cutting. Barbara, how large is the plant now?
It's about 2 feet.
And has it made little side shoots, or is it still a single stem?
It's made a couple of little side shoots, but it's just the stem has grown, and it's like 2 feet, but 2 feet as opposed to like a little twig. So it's getting broader. It's getting more of a good stem to it. But it's still kind of peaked.
Okay. Now, how much sun are you giving it, Barbara?
All day sun.
Okay. Now, during the winter, are you leaving it outside, or are you putting it someplace out of the weather?
In a cold shed.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Okay. Lilacs is a plant that loves a sweet soil. So if you could take a handful of wood ash from a fireplace or from a wood stove and spread it evenly over the top of your soil and then gently kind of scratch it in, and that will make the soil sweeter, and that will help the lilacs to grow better. A general purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone. It's a slow release, and if you can do that spring and in the late summer, that will help the plant to grow beautiful. Now, the size of the pot that your lilac is in now is how large?
Probably 16 inches.
Okay. Yeah, you should be okay in that for a couple of years.
Okay.
So I think if you can lime it
with the wood ash. And if you can feed it spring and fall. And the other thing I want you to do is, if you see by the end of the year that no side shoots have developed on this plant, next spring I want you to cut the top of the plant off by about 2 inches. And that will stimulate the side buds to make the plant thicker and fuller. It's all right to have it get tall, but you want some body with this plant. So maybe what you can do this year is take pear pruners and just cut the very top of the lilac off. If you look on the sides of the stems, you're going to see little buds. Take your pruners, remove the top bud down to the first side bud on that stem. And by you removing the terminal bud, it will stimulate the side buds to compete to become a new leader, and that will give you a much bigger plant. It will also stimulate the roots to make new shoots to make it thicker and fuller. So it slows the height, but it will give you width and diameter, and new growth will develop from the base of the plant at the same time. Try that, Barbara. You're going to see a big, big difference. And we thank you for the phone call. George, who's up next?
Next up, we got Carol in Massachusetts.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you. My question is about the compost tumbler, which
yes.
I purchased one, and I'm wondering, can they be used through the winter, or is it recommended they be emptied and covered?
My compost tumbler is filled. The compost tumbler has been treated with a paint that will resist rusting. And because it will tolerate a lot of heat on the inside, and if it was an untreated metal, with the amount of heat that compost tumbler produces, it would take the paint right off of it, and it will not. I filled my compost tumbler in September, and then in the end of October, I filled it again. And I'll tell you, by early June, that tumbler will be ready for me to empty. In June, July, and August, I will make between 4 and 5 loads of compost out of that tumbler. As long as you add water, you turn it every single day and keep it moist. And then I had never thought about collecting all of that juice. I mean, you can buy compost tea. It's not cheap. But if you take your compost tumbler, you put the air vent up, the drain vent down, take a hose, put the hose so that you add water from the air vent, then it will work its way down through the compost, mixing it to keep it moist, to keep the microbes active in there. All the excess that falls will be compost tea. And if you ever use compost tea, you know how good it is. If you never have, as Mike says, you mix 10 parts water to 1 part compost tea, and it is the best fertilizer you have ever, ever made. But no, I fill it in the fall. I let it sit there. And a day like today, go out, turn it, because it's solid, it will absorb the heat, and it will thaw, and it will start to work. By the time you get to early to mid-April, everything in there is going to be thawed, and it's going to be breaking down and getting ready for you to use for May or June. If you live in Massachusetts, it will be ready in May. I live in Maine. It won't be ready until June. But this is all waste that I collected in the fall. All my dead tomatoes and pumpkins and cucumbers, squash, And then all my old pumpkins from Halloween are all in there. And the pumpkins from Halloween no longer look orange. They are all rotted, and it's going to be beautiful soil for my garden. Thank you for the call, Carol. George, who's next?
Terry in Hampton has some questions about tomato disease and coffee grounds in the garden.
Okay, Carrie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hi.
I have two questions.
Yes.
My clematis, I've used ortho disease control, and it has worked. Can I use it on my diseased tomatoes, and will that disease ever go away? Or can I use a non-toxic on them?
Okay.
And the second question is coffee grounds. I have a lot of coffee grounds. I have a big compost, and I have a vegetable garden. Can I use it, and how much of it?
Okay, very good question. Coffee grounds is organic matter. It's ground up coffee beans. Now, coffee is very acidic. So if you're going to use it in your vegetable garden, use it sparingly. What I would do is put it in your compost pile, and when that compost pile is ready, take that batch of compost that you've made with all the coffee grounds and spread it over where you have azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, boxwood, holly. Any of your broadleaf evergreens will love coffee grounds. So if you've got a lot of them, spread it in beds that contain these broadleaf evergreens. Scratch it in with a cultivator. Work it into the soil, and the microbes will take that coffee grounds and break it up and turn it into a useful organic matter for their growing needs. So coffee grounds are very, very good. Now, clematis. Clematis is the opposite. So do not put coffee grounds for clematis or for lilacs. They're the opposite. They want sweet. Now, if you want something natural and organic to control disease on your tomatoes, there's a company called Natural Industries. They're from Texas. And they came out 2 years ago with a product called Actinovate. And I'll spell it for you. A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. Actinovate. This is a product. It's microbes. And it will control and kill the late blight on tomatoes. Remember a couple of years ago we had this unbelievable tomato kill? Actinovate will prevent that from happening. And it's all natural. It's all organic. It was developed from a university in Texas. And you can buy this product at your local garden center, and it will prevent late blight of tomatoes and early blight. So it's a real good product. It's very safe. It's not a man-made product. It's a natural product. But if you go to my website, paulparent.com, it's right on the website. But it's called Actinovate, and it will kill and prevent many, many diseases. And they have some new products coming out this year that are combination disease control and fertilizer all in one. And they are absolutely unbelievable. They're natural. So if you're an organic gardener, look for Actinovate. Thank you. And a good question, because you were thinking about preparing the garden. And this is something that you can add at the time of planting and during the growing season to keep your plants disease-free. So it's a good timed question. question. We appreciate that. George, who's up next?
Michael in New Hampshire has a question about a tomato plant.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
I have an indoor tomato plant that I took from the outside, and I've been calling you about this, and it's been bushy, and it's got fruit on it, but now the leaves, some of the leaves are turning yellow on it, about a third of them now, and the fruit is only about the size of a golf ball, and it's starting to ripen. For one thing, why is it getting yellow, and will the fruit get any bigger?
Probably, I don't think the fruit will get too much bigger at this point. Is your tomato in a full sun window?
Yeah.
It is. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And have you been feeding it at all?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What are you using for a fertilizer, Mike?
Miracle-Gro.
Okay. And you're doing it every couple of weeks?
Well, every 7 days.
Okay.
And I don't overdo it with the fertilizer, you know?
Okay. What I want you to do is take a piece of white paper, put the white paper underneath the yellow leaf, tap the yellow leaf onto the white paper, and look to see if there's anything moving, because you could have spider mite, and it would be a dot the size of you taking a ballpoint pen and tapping it on the paper. So try that, and then use an insect spray.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice, then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be Al in Rhode Island. He's got a question about a fig tree.
Al, good morning. How can we help you with your fig tree?
Good morning, Paul. My fig tree, the figs grew last summer. The first one, I noticed had ants on it, so I picked it. And then threw it away, and a couple of days later had ants all over all the figs. How can I eliminate that?
Okay, what you want to do, Al, is to put an insect control around the base of the plant, and that will keep them off. See, sometimes ants are pollinators. They go onto the flower, move the pollen around, and will do the same job as a bee will do. Unless they're biting into the fruit and eating away at it. If that's the situation, then you need to put an insect control around the base of the plant, but something that's going to be safe and not get into the plant. So it cannot be a systemic. Okay? So in that case, what you could do, just to make sure that you don't get anything into the fig itself. My grandfather, what he always used to control ants, very good, 20 Mule Team Borax Laundry Detergent. 50% that and 50% white sugar. The ants will smell the sugar, they'll pick up the sugar, and the borax laundry detergent soap. Borax is a fertilizer. They use it when they grow corn. But if an ant eats borax, it will crack their shell, they'll lose all their body fluid, and they'll die. So if you've got ants coming, don't use anything toxic. Just use a couple of tablespoons of laundry detergent, borax, and the same volume of white sugar. Blend it together, sprinkle it around the base of the plant. The ants will eat that, and they'll leave your figs alone. Thank you, Al. George, who's next?
That would be Marlene in Massachusetts. She's got an inpatient plant.
Marlene, good morning. How can we help you today?
Well, I went over my inpatient plants, and right now they're looking, I had transplanted them into a better pot, and I just did that about a month ago because it wasn't looking too good. I sprinkled Osmocote on top of the pot rim, and I put some Neptune Harvest fertilizer on them.
Okay.
Any other suggestions?
Well, are they really tall growing?
No, they're kind of flopping. That's my, you know, they were taller. Now they just seem like they're losing their strength or something.
Okay, so this is the plant that you saved from last year.
Correct, and then I take the sides off, and I, you know, get new plants from them. I root the edges, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it.
Okay, what you want to do is to take all of those cuttings right now.
Okay.
Cut your impatient so it's 2 inches high, nothing but a stump, and you're going to say, Paul, I'm going to kill you. But I want you to cut it back. And what's going to happen is where you cut it back to 2 inches, all the dormant buds are going to wake up. It's going to bush out, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful. When we had a greenhouse and our impatience got to be too big, we took grass shears. We cut them down to about 3 inches, and within 2 weeks, they were absolutely beautiful again. So cut it back, take all of your cuttings, root them. The mother plant will come right back to life with all kinds of compact growing growth on that plant. And the timing is perfect to do it right now. And geraniums, the same thing. If you've kept geraniums over the winter, they're probably tall and leggy. Take all the cuttings that you want. What remains, cut your geranium back to about 6 inches. So it's nothing but little sticks. Fertilize it with some Osmocote and some Miracle-Gro. That plant will make all kinds of new growth, and I guarantee you that the sticks that are on that plant now, by Memorial Day, will be a big, bushy, full plant loaded with flowers. Have a great week, everybody. Go to the newsletter. Go to the website. Pick up the information. And think spring next Sunday at this time. George, thank you for all your help this morning. I really appreciate it.